This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stephen Curry, the bang, all of it. And that's his team that he calls for. But he's not doing national broadcasts. Mike Breen is doing Knicks games for MSG. They're their television crew. And, you know, it's got to be a little bittersweet for him, I'm sure. But you know what? There's a lot more sweet here in the Bay Area when it's watching this team. Joe Shasky, Moses Moody, obviously still in the starting lineup. 7-14 for him, 18 points. Moody's just playing with so much confidence. Steph, again, we'll get to it. I'm a little concerned about the back. I don't know if he's going to play tonight. We shall see. Massive game tonight, Joe Shasky. A lot of people circling this one on their calendars for the last couple weeks. The Denver Nuggets are in town. And
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dare I say, I think we might have a blowout on our hands tonight.
Whoa.
Dare I say that? We'll get into it as the show goes on, but I watched some Denver Nuggets basketball over the weekend. I'm just going to say I'm not impressed. I'm not.
Well, they're injured, and we can get into that in a second. They go to 8-1, the Warriors, this year, when they hold an opponent under 100 points. That is, to me, one of the big takeaways. I know the Knicks are a little more prodding.
What's their record when they're under 100 points?
So the Warriors?
Yes.
2-11.
Okay.
So this is only their second win when they're 99 or fewer points.
Right. And that, again,
kind of tells you
yes.
where they were before the Jimmy Butler thing.
I want to say that they have their only two wins might have been post-Jimmy Butler under 100 points. I could be wrong on that, but
I don't know.
They were struggling so much offensively. That's what it signals to me just prior to Jimmy Butler. And being one of the best offensive and defensive teams since they've acquired him, it's truly incredible. I did not see this coming.
No one did.
We're going to keep saying it because it just doesn't feel real. That Jimmy Butler's a Golden State Warrior and everything has changed now for this team when it comes to the outlook and it comes to the expectations now, because the expectations with every win, Joe Shasky, that word, and we're going to play the game. What is it? 720, 730, do you believe? We'll do it. Was it the day after Warriors game? We'll do it. Why not? And we'll do it again tomorrow, and maybe we'll do it again Wednesday, because it's after every single Warriors game. We'll spitball here, but you start believing in that C word, championship, starts creeping up. Just like, can this happen? And if they win tonight, I'm telling you, the belief is going to be off the hook. It's going to be, I don't fear anyone in the West, because the Nuggets have been a team that the Warriors just can't beat.
No.
In the regular season, they just cannot beat this team. And that would be a huge mental hurdle for them to clear. Again, we'll be talking about it all morning. We'll react to this. 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text. Definitely want to have a conversation about one Steve Kerr, who over the weekend, and with that win, Joe Shasky, that was his 558th career regular season game that he has won, passing the Hall of Famer Alvin Adles as the winningest head coach in franchise history. It's pretty incredible, man. It's one of the oldest franchises, one of the most winning as well. And for him to do that, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and they've done it with so many different lineups and so many different machinations of the team. I'm looking at the more recent, the way that they've been playing and the way that they're built more recently. I thought Jonathan Kuminga had a great game. You know, he had 5 assists, only the 1 turnover. It feels like he's playing very decisive and patient, and I love what I'm seeing from him in the half court. You know, everybody's kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, what can go wrong? Trying to identify something. Like, okay, Guy Santos started in this game. Didn't love that. I kind of like Quentin Post. I understand why they're trying to, switch things
up. Second career start for Guy.
Yeah, you know, I get why they're trying to do it. But you got to keep Moses Moody in the starting lineup.
He's so incredible.
To me, one of the best developments, I know that the Jimmy acquisition is going to be, you know, the headliner. Mm-hmm. But one of the best things that has happened in the last month and a half, 2 months, is the Moses Moody, you know, jump into the forefront. I don't know if this guy can be an all-star, but I'll tell you this. Right now, he is a perfect plug-and-play player alongside Jimmy, Dre, and Steph Curry. And then I think you have optionality with that fifth person, whether it's Kuminga, whether it's Quentin Post, whether it's maybe it's GP2, depending on the matchup. Maybe it's Guy Santos. Maybe it's Kevon Looney. Maybe it's Buddy Hield. But if Moses Moody continues to play the way that he's playing, shooting decisively from beyond the arc, attacking the rim at times, playing really good perimeter defense, getting switched on to bigs and holding his own underneath the hoop, Moses Moody to me has been the best of all the developments that isn't the Jimmy Butler headline.
I mean, and he was the guy that I think Warriors fans were clamoring for to see more after all these seasons. And I'm going to keep it a buck. I didn't know what Moses Moody was. I don't think a lot of us did, but there were some fans. They said they saw, you know, greatness, and greatness might be strong, but very good player in Moses Moody if he just had consistent minutes. And we're seeing that consistency now. We're seeing that confidence pay off. And we always knew he was what? Like, the thing we always talk about Moses, like, wow, what a mature player, yeah. Wise beyond his years, a high IQ guy. Just he'll do the right thing all the time. Shout out Spike Lee. So 18 points for him, 4 of 8 from beyond. The consistency was always a question mark for me because clearly the head coach saw something that he just didn't want to give them those consistent minutes. A lot of people were upset last year, Joe Shasky, because they thought Pods was getting the minutes that Moses Moody should have been earning prior to, you know, the rookie season of Brandon Pajemski. And to credit to Brandon Pajemski, in his rookie season, I thought he did some really good things. Had a sophomore slump. He got hurt. And I think that, coupled with some of the moves they made, allowed Moses Moody to, you know, have more consistent minutes and be able to shine. Obviously, Jonathan Kuminga being out, they just didn't have the bodies. So they had to force Steve Kerr's hand. I think it was a blessing in disguise and all of that, because now we're seeing just a much more confident, consistent, and dare I say, man, when he's on, just lethal. He's making shots.
What I love about him is that he doesn't have to be ball dominant to be able to have an impact on a game.
No.
And so many young players that come into the league, they have to have the ball in their hands.
Yeah.
You know, and I would even say JK to an extent, that's been one of the things I think he's had a tough time, you know, working out in the half court is that maybe he's used to having the ball in his hands at certain spots. And, you know, playing off ball is tough. Yeah, you're relying on others to be great passers and to set you up and get you open. And when you play in second units a lot, which is what Moses was doing, you know, second and even third units,
right?
There's not a lot of guys that see the floor well, and they're worried about getting their own. And so I just think it's hard to have an impact. But when he plays with the good guys, the good starters, the good players, as in Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler.
Starters, when he plays like with the legitimate starters.
Guys who see the floor, he balances it out. And I think that his play has been accentuated, and we're really able to see what he can bring to the table. He's a winning player.
Yeah.
And I love the way that, even in a limited amount of touches, he's having a big impact.
Great way to put winning player. I love that.
Yes.
I think that, and that's kind of what the Warriors have right now. They have a lot of winning players and guys that aren't me first. And that's a credit to the buy-in that we talked about last week from the organization top down, from Joe Lacob, from Mike Dunleavy, and it trickles all the way down. And to the head coach, who I just mentioned, is now the most winningest head coach when it comes to regular season games, 558th career win in the regular season for Steve Kerr, the most in franchise history, 55-302. That's basically a .650 winning percentage.
That's
the fifth best winning percentage in NBA history among coaches with at least 300 regular season wins. And by the way, all those other head coaches, Hall of Famers, you've probably heard of them, the Popoviches of the world, the Phil Jacksons of the world. So, by the way, both those guys having coached Steve Kerr, and Steve Kerr having a lot of their philosophies. And again, we're going to have a very large portion of our show today dedicated to one Steve Kerr, because I'm not sleeping on what he did over the weekend, what he has been able to do with this team since the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. And by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, all brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Joe Shasky, again, we could talk about this game over the weekend. It was Saturday. I know a couple days removed, so it's always weird. We got March Madness officially. Where's my bed? I need my bed. Like, it's official now. It was, you know, the tournament was set. Selection Sunday. It's right here. I got it. Thank you. God, I needed that. I think we're doing something with KCBS. I think you guys did it last year, too. We have our own bracket. Bracketology. Now, we're not Joe Lenardi. It's Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky. And that the music still does something to me. Still
it
means
does.
Still means something to me, damn it. I guess we're all mad because North Carolina or something got included. Yeah, it's North Carolina. Sorry, they're a brand. We have like 80 teams in there, whatever it is now. I really don't care that. How dare North Carolina gets in over Turkey Tech University? Oh my God. Shut up. And then we got a playoff happening. I think right now over at the Players, your boy Rory McIlroy and JJ Spahn.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
They don't?
But I was enjoying it yesterday. But here's what I would say about
Rory's
Steve
on
Kerr.
Top, by the way, after one hole.
I know we're going to talk about him
playoff
at length, and we can get into this
Saint
a
Patrick's
little later.
Day.
I'm a big believer in, you know, there's fate, and then there's, like, fate will open the door for you. That's just how I believe. Everyone's got their own spiritual, emotional beliefs, things like that. I'm not here to, like, tell you what to believe or anything. Just how I live my life. Opportunity will knock on the door, and it's up to you to not only open the door, but stick your big fat foot in that doorway.
Or nose.
And squeeze your way through, right? And I truly believe that there are people in the world that have a lot of talent, and they would have been, you know, successful anywhere, but it's their mindset and their dedication and their ability to outwork you and out-hustle you that really puts them over the edge. Like, for example, is Jerry Rice the most talented player ever to play?
No.
Not even close.
I'd say probably Randy Moss is more talented.
Clearly,
yes.
Jerry had a baseline of talent that got him to where he was. But to me, it was the dedication to the craft. And like, you, if you wanted to beat Jerry, you better dedicate your whole life to it.
Same with Tom Brady. Same thing.
You brought me right to it. Kobe Bryant. I think Kobe was born with some unbelievable skills.
Yes.
I don't think he was the most talented player to ever play.
No.
Right? I think he willed himself into the player that he became.
Worked harder than you. That's what he hung his hat on.
100%. Yep. Steph Curry shares a lot of that, right? Like, that's why I think he's so endearing for a lot of people. Tony Gwynn and Greg Maddux. I just want to go across sports.
Sure.
I look at Steve Kerr, and I say to myself that this guy, could be labeled on St. Patrick's Day as one of the luckiest people to have ever.
That's a good thing, yeah.
To have ever been in the sport of basketball. And I would argue and I would counter, yeah, luck has a lot to do with it, but persistence and being in the right place at the right time and making the most of your opportunities are what create the legacy of a Steve Kerr. Think about this. He got to the NCAA and he played for Lute Olson, a legendary coach.
One of the greatest of all time.
Legendary coach.
Arizona.
They had just created the three-point line. And he was one of the early adopters of the three-point line. He set records in the Pac-12, which I believe at the time was the Pac-10, maybe even the Pac-8 when he first joined. Those stood for multiple decades.
He still has the highest like three-point career percentage at 45.5, right? Something like that in the NBA history.
He was at the forefront of revolutionizing, you know, college basketball and played for a legendary coach. And I just say Lute Olson to people in the 40s. They're like, yeah, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Right. All right. Then he goes into the league and he kind of becomes a role player and he bounces around forever until he finds his way, you know, to the Chicago Bulls in the mid 90s. Talk about a perfect situation. You're playing for Phil Jackson.
Right.
With Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, and you are the spacer on the floor off the bench to fulfill that John Paxson kind of a role and just stroke threes. And he's winner guy, glue guy, guy who got punched and punched Jordan, right? Like the whole legacy of that. Like, yeah, that was pretty lucky existence. The guy played for Phoenix, the Cavs, and the Orlando Magic.
Some pretty bad, and those teams were bad, yes.
They weren't bad, they were horrible.
Awful.
Absolutely awful. All those teams were going in transition. Then he goes and he plays for Popovich after playing for one of the greatest teams of all time. You can say, oh, that's luck. No. That's winner guy understanding that he needs to go play for Popovich and the Spurs.
Like
and he
that.
Wins more. He wins more. Then he goes into the league and it becomes a broadcaster after he exits the league. And you can say, oh, he's lucky there. No, he's really good on television.
No, I loved him. When he
clearly
was
clearly articulate.
When he was doing the Western Conference Finals.
Absolutely.
All the Western Conference. Him and Marv Albert were great.
Yeah. And the guy ends up is just as a player. I want to make sure I put it. Three-point champion, five-time NBA champion. His number 25 is retired. I'm talking about as a player, okay? Number 25 is retired by Arizona. He is a five-time NBA champion. And believe me, he had roles on all those teams. And then becomes, after a broadcaster where he was really good, an executive. And, you know, wasn't the greatest executive, but he also wasn't an idiot.
Yeah.
Went back into broadcasting, was excellent. Could have went anywhere he wanted. He's the one who identified the Warriors. Could have been a Knick. And he breaks the record as the all-time Warrior winning coach against the Knicks. Now, you could say that's luck, and I get that. And I know it's St. Patrick's Day, but doesn't he get any kind of credit?
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.